Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jay sent me notes and Steve checked the story out. It's about time, and I agree with him. And labels become very, very important. We've talked a lot about squatters in this channel lately. And of course, the problem is that there's a piece of property and somebody's on it. They don't belong there. It's not their property. And the true owner comes along and says, I want that person off my property. Police often say, well, that's a civil matter. You got to sue them to get them out. But you and I both know that if you were in your home and somebody was busting down the front door, you call the police. They don't go, oh, that's a civil matter. Sue them once they get in. And then maybe you have a case somewhere down the road again. No. And so the question is, why is a burglary or a home invasion treated differently than squatting? And one of the real problems is that quite often the squatters do this quietly and they do it in a home that's not occupied. And they're there for a while, and the cops just show up and go, well, you know, they've been here for 3 weeks. What's it going to hurt if they're here a little longer as you sue them to get them out? But we finally have a case where the squatter's been charged after allegedly taking over $1 million property and getting the homeowner arrested for changing locks. So the homeowner tried to get the squatter out by changing the locks, and the squatter had the homeowner arrested. And that shows you how crazy things can get. So the homeowner was taken into police custody after she changed the locks to keep the squatter out, and the squatter has now been charged with crimes. Christina Coulter wrote this for Fox News. That squatter took over a woman's home in Queens, New York, and even sublet rooms in the house. The house is worth $1 million, and now he's facing a slew of charges about a month after the homeowner was arrested for changing the locks to oust the intruders. So the tables have turned. Back in February, the man forced his way into her home after she had changed the locks. He pushed his way into the house as she tried to hold the door closed, according to the Queens District Attorney. He claimed he was a legal tenant and that the woman was trying to illegally evict him, and police had no choice but to remove her from the property when she owned the place. So in New York, it's against the law to turn off the utilities, change the locks, or remove belongings of someone who claims to be a tenant. And if that's really the law, that's a problem. Because then somebody can just simply walk in your front door and go, I'm a tenant. You can't make me leave. So there needs to be something more to that other than just claiming that's the case. So the woman had told the TV station, I may end up in handcuffs today if a man shows up here and says I've illegally evicted him. I said, let him take me to court, as I've been told to take him to court, because today I'm not leaving my house. So she took her case to Queens District Attorney. The office said in their press release, where an investigation was launched and a warrant was issued for this man's arrest. Now, he's pleaded not guilty to a 5-count indictment on Thursday, but he faces charges of second-degree burglary, fourth-degree grand larceny, fourth-degree criminal possession of stolen property, second-degree criminal trespass, and fourth-degree criminal mischief. So there's a stack of crimes, and that does fit the accusations made against a lot of squatters. And so, in case you're curious, trespassing is when you go onto someone's property and stay there, in essence, beyond your welcome. So let's suppose there's no trespassing signs, there's a piece of property, and you're walking, and I come out and I go, excuse me, I own this property. I need you to get off my property. I'm ejecting you from my property. Some states, if you've got no trespassing signs up, and someone walks past the no trespassing signs, you can then just immediately call the police and say, hey, there's somebody trespassing on my property. I got signs posted, they're on my property, and I don't want them here. And the police should come and eject them. If they refuse to leave, they can usually be arrested. But most of the time, they leave. So that's trespassing. Trespassing is someone staying when they shouldn't. Now, interestingly, burglary, and I'm not going to get too heavily into this because there's a whole bunch of different degrees of burglary. But at common law, I'm talking about a long, long time ago, common law was when you entered the dwelling of another with the intent to commit a crime therein, often at night. So believe it or not, in the old days, if you broke into somebody's home during the day, it wasn't burglary. It might be something else, but it wouldn't be burglary. But most states have codified burglary. They've actually got statutes that describe burglary. And burglary is often simply entering or breaking into a building that you've got no right to get into with the intent of committing a crime in there. And so that's why, believe it or not, I've seen videos on YouTube where somebody gets arrested for shoplifting and they get charged with burglary. And people go, wait, what, huh? And it's, well, they went into a store after they'd been told to leave the store, and they stole something after they'd been told to leave the store. So they had entered the building without permission because they'd been told to leave, and they committed a crime therein, shoplifting. There you go. That's burglary in some states. So here, secondary burglary, fourth degree grand larceny, because apparently there's some stuff in the house that's no longer there, fourth degree criminal possession of stolen property, second degree criminal trespass, and fourth degree criminal mischief. Now, his attorney said his client's tires had been slashed, and his mother had developed heart problems as a result of press coverage surrounding the case. Oh, isn't that horrible that the guy who's causing all the problems is actually having problems now of his own? The New York Post reported that. They said that the attorney told them that the squatter worked for a company that helped the indigent, but when asked what company is that, the attorney didn't say. The press is responsible, the attorney shouted, according to the Post. I respectfully asked that he'd be released on his recognizance, which is what I was told it would be before, until the press came in and whoop-whooped up the whole big thing. And came in and whoop-whooped up the whole big to-do. So yes, they whoop-whooped the to-do. Are you sure it wasn't a whoop-de-do? On Friday, the attorney told Fox News that his client is innocent. And by the way, this is something you need to be aware of. Until you're convicted, you're innocent. So an attorney can always go out with a straight face and say, my client is innocent, knowing full well that their client is probably guilty of everything they're charged of, just not yet. They're going to be guilty of it when they get convicted. However, the attorney is doing what he's supposed to do here, and he told the news that his client is innocent. Everything is on the record. All I can tell you is he's not guilty, the attorney said over the phone. I'm not getting involved with the papers, he said to the papers. The assistant district attorney asked the judge to jail the man on $100,000 bail until his next court date, May 13th, and for a restraining order to keep him away from the woman who owns the house. And the order of protection was issued, but the man was released, even though he is a repeat offender with burglary and narcotics convictions, according to the Post, and he's on supervised home confinement. Not sure where that home might be. Meanwhile, the Post was told that this case was about proving that the rule of law exists on both sides. So the woman who owns the house says, if you walk into a house that's not yours, and you don't have permission to be there and claim you've got rights, that's not true. You can't just walk into a house that's not yours and claim you have a right to be there. Today proves it, right? She told the outlet that she's grateful for the press coverage of the case to send a clear message out. Previously, the man who was a squatter here told the Post that he was the real victim. Says he spent $25,000 fixing up the house and had been tricked by a bogus real estate agent whom he'd met at a laundromat. After he signed a lease for $3,000 per month on the home and moved in subletters, he claimed he realized that something was amiss when the true owner showed up. He told the Post, I need a month or two to get them out. I'm ready to give the house back to the owner. I'll take the L on this one, the loss. The house really beat me up. Meanwhile, it takes an average of 20 months for an eviction case to be resolved in New York City, according to the Rent Stabilization Association, 20 months. And 20 months, of course, some take longer, some take less. So, interestingly, though, the guy admitted that, yeah, he should be leaving, but he needed a month or two. And that's the whole point, is that you shouldn't take a month or two to get out of someone else's house. And so we need to reframe the argument, as I mentioned earlier, about labels, right? This person here is a squatter. No, they're a trespasser. They're a burglar. They're a criminal, okay? Let's haul them out. And as I gave the example of earlier, if the person was kicking down your front door while you're inside the house, the cops would come with lights on to get, you know, to come help you. And instead, when you call them and you're on the front lawn and they're inside with all the blinds drawn and stuff, and you go, those people broke into my house and they've got no right to be there, and they tell the cops, oh no, we signed a lease with the guy at the laundromat. They go, we don't know who to believe. So I mentioned recently a couple states have passed laws to expedite the process of going after squatters, to expedite it. Because when these things do go to court, it's a pretty clear-cut case. That, oh, here's the true owner, and the guy you met at the laundromat ripped you off. The fact that a guy at a laundromat ripped you off does not give you the rights to move into that home over there that you've got nothing to do with. Okay? The guy at the laundromat ripped you off, not the woman who owns that house. So that's the important thing here. So more states need to pass laws. And even in the states where the laws haven't been passed yet, the prosecutors need to start looking at this thing. Okay, this is not a landlord-tenant problem. If someone breaks into this house illegally and they're staying there without the permission of the true owner, they're burglars. Arrest them and charge them. So, Jay, I agree with you. It's about time. This is from Fox News, but the New York Post also covered it extensively. Squatter charged after allegedly taking over $1 million property and getting the homeowner arrested for changing the locks of her own house. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Spiders and snakes are an important part of the ecosystem.